Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Charming. He played the role or the part of the distinguished Southern gentleman. And he was in movies and stuff. Women loved him. Loved him. It wasn't the same kind of love as women had for Tom Jones. But it was still that, you know, they look at him and they melt. Riding in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, those boys. All right, so here we are celebrating early. Why not? Let's cast a big, giant net over people that want to celebrate the way it feels every year at this time. No matter what your religion, I think it gets into our blood. It gets into the air. We all feel differently and enjoy the music and the camaraderie, the parties, all of that good stuff. We were talking earlier, and you can catch this on our Good Day Show podcast, actually listening during the day. Today you can listen because we have all of the hours repeat through the day all day long. I think we have, what, six times they repeat. The whole show is repeated at gooddayshow.com. And then we have the download, and you'll hear our discussion about the various the various and sundry number of versions of Jingle Bell Rock. The first one was Brenda Lee, right? It was Brenda Lee. Wasn't that the first one you played? Is that what got the conversation started, James?
That was Bobby Helms.
It was Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms. Okay. All right. Anyway, so there are all those, and you can hear the number if you listen back to the download or to the program during the day today. If you didn't hear that, you'll hear us talking about how many different versions of that song and other Christmas songs there are. It's amazing how many there are. Everybody, any recording artist worth his or her salt or any group has recorded at least one Christmas album, right? And so they have all the traditional Christmas tunes which you would expect. And they're good. It's fun. The download that is presently available, because we have two things you can listen to, the Good Day Show itself all through the day, and then you can catch the download, which has highlights sort of as a podcast. The discussion of Andre Brower, one of the things that we had a conversation. The more I think about that, the more I think, God, this is lousy. Because he was a good actor, and he just...
He was such
seems
a
like
joy to watch.
Yeah, he was kind of. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, Orrin Eckstein of The Pet Show, talking about some of the new dog illnesses that are around to make... Anyway, you listen to the whole thing. Maria Francesca Trilogy on our download, focused on what is going to happen astrologically between now and the end of the year. It's time for Mercury to go retrograde. But she says, don't worry, not going to be a big problem this time around. So that's good. All right, check it out. We're also focusing on miracles. Miracles. Here's a four-month-old Tennessee boy who survived being sucked into tornadoes. Huh? Wow. This is, according to his mother, by the grace of God, my four-month-old baby is still alive. Listen to this. This four-month-old survived being sucked into the tornado that touched down. We were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, the severe weather in all over Tennessee. The mother and her two children were inside their home in Clarksville, Tennessee, when the tornado tore through their town, through their house. The mother, Sydney Moore, said she was with her one-year-old son in the back bedroom of their mobile home. The mobile homes seem to be, there's something about the metal that attracts tornadoes, right? Whenever there's a mobile home within reach of a tornado, rip it up. And so anyway, it looks like the winds began to pick up the mobile home. The walls of the home collapsed. Then the mother jumped on her, she has three children apparently, she jumped on two of them, and her boyfriend was watching as the four-month-old was pulled out of the bassinet and into the funnel cloud. This is something you only see
in
a movie.
Awful,
remember in Twister,
right?
Where you saw the cow get sucked up in the uh-huh. in the tornado? So this boyfriend...
That would have to have been such a devastating sight. And thank the Lord that this child is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's dramatic. It sounds like we're making it dramatic. Well, it was dramatic. You watch your baby get sucked up by a twister. This is almost... Well, the fact is the baby survived. That's the miracle. But you wonder how it happened. The mother said I was pretty sure he was dead and we weren't going to find him. But they did. And I guess they went out after the twister. And all the baby had cuts and bruises. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the boyfriend
pretty
got
much everybody.
Worse off and,
yeah. Broken arm, shoulder, all of that. But everybody else was just cuts and bruises and ugh.
The home is completely lost, and the car was destroyed. So I guess they have a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, to help the family out. At this time of year, they will be helped out a lot. You can be sure of that. $16,000 raised already in the last day or two.
And the rental company that where the mobile home is, the rental company is putting them up in a hotel for a month to help them kind of get their lives back together after losing everything.
Yep. Wow. There you go. I can laugh about it. Just think about it, though. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking, how does it happen? And it doesn't happen. It is a miracle. A child that's 4 months old gets sucked up into a tornado and then survives? Good Lord. Think about that. A lot of teamwork involved in the town to help the family sort of get their act back together again. I was thinking about that, Jay, and how it is. We were talking earlier, having James look up some stuff. We have a good team here. We have a nice team, and we work well together, and that's what teamwork is all about. When you have worked together, I've had people around me on this program. Jennifer's been here for almost 20 years, and Jay's come into the mix, and James has, and we've got other people behind the scenes, and it's the same in any business or even in a family, a group, an organization. A lot of people that have, we have a business association here in my hometown that I belong to, and we have nice meetings. We learn a lot from each other's mistakes, and therefore we have, as a collective, better outcomes when we have problems. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? To understand what other people go through and to optimize the results of the work they do to fix their problems. That's what teamwork is, sharing. As corny as it sounds, sharing and caring, that's what it is all about. You get better when you're around people that learn, you learn from them, around people that are smarter than you are or have done things better than you have. That's what it's all about, right?
You put I always like the one saying where it's like, if you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room. You're in the wrong room.
I never heard that one before, but that's good. I like that. Excellent. All right. The First Lady is coming under fire, Jay, because of what happened. The White House looks like a... Did you see some of those pictures? They're calling it the banana room.
I think they look great. They're calling it the White Room?
The banana room. That was the United States. Look at the... One of the comments I see... of course, it was posted on Fox, so maybe that's considered the source. The White House video calling it the United States of Bananas because of all of the bananas that are decorating one of the rooms in the White House. There's a video that's on.
I missed this picture.
There's a video on X shows a bunch of dancers running around the White House The theme that Mrs. Biden came up with was magic, wonder, and joy. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of weird. Looks like a woman running around with Dracula teeth, and there's a dance group. I don't know.
Will you send me this? I didn't see this one. Yeah. I just saw the photos.
It's all over the Fox News app.
The West Wing looks so cool with the ornaments all hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they've decorated, look, the walkway that goes from one part of the White House to the other has these candy canes around the columns. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Did I say West Wing?
Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And it has all of the ornaments hanging down. And I was reading more about it, and it's supposed to be reminiscent of childhood, of laying under the tree and looking up.
Yeah. I don't know. I suppose I could, somebody take a shot at me for this. All I'm thinking about is how many people paid taxes to pay for this? How many people worked all year and they paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in taxes? And how much did it cost to do this? And is this an appropriate use? Sometimes, some years, the White House and also other governmental properties are decorated with money, gifts, not there's a fund that you can use or that there is, that's available, you know, used for this sort of thing. I don't know. I'm not sure where it came, but there's just a weird dancing and people, I don't know. It doesn't look
Christmassy. Yeah, I didn't see that.
The candy canes.
The decoration and the, they partnered with HGTV for an upcoming special where Drew and Jonathan Scott actually did all of the decoration, and they had, I think 70 volunteers, the property brothers, and they had 70 volunteers or something. So this is an upcoming special, so I'm sure that there is a lot of sponsored stuff and not all tax dollars.
I don't want it to sound the wrong way, but there's, you know, because you can't really say anything that sounds critical if there's diversity involved in it. There's something about what I see here that makes me think the diversity's gone a little bit too far. And that is the only comment I will have regarding that. It's 18 after. Merry Christmas!
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
To the hour now on Good Day on Thanksgiving Day. Doug and Jay, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Please make sure that you are dressed as well as you can be, that you have a very positive, good, strong attitude, that you're looking forward to spending time with the family. I know I am, and I know Jay is, so hopefully you will as well. And then after you have floundered around eating too much and looked to Calitrin to help you lose your weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, people will no doubt, because the airwaves, both radio and television, are full of advertisements already for Black Friday. So, Black Friday for whatever. Black Friday, originally called Black Friday, because it was at this time in the year that most retail outlets begin to make money. It is from January 1st until Thanksgiving that they cover their expenses. Most retailers, whether they be national big box stores or whether it be the local retailers, pretty much across the board, it takes to this time of the year for things to get paid for and to things to break even. So from now till the end of the year, pretty much the profit motive takes over, and that was the that is why it's called Black Friday, because the store owners are in the black, not in the red. Anyway, people have twisted it around to have different meanings, but that's really what it's all about. So, Jay, would you like to recount for people? This is all over social media, so we give you the first foray into some of the deals that you can get online or in the stores. You want to highlight some of them?
Yeah, and there are a lot, especially with Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Target. You can do, if you're looking for a vacuum, a new vacuum, like the robot vacuums, there are a lot of deals with those where they could be anywhere from like $250, as low as just a little over $100, to up towards $1,000, and those are with the deals. You can get Sony headphones at Best Buy, or a new Apple MacBook Air laptop. You can get that on Amazon. Best Buy has that too. You have the video doorbell security systems, which everybody is getting into now. I think that was one of those things that people kind of poo-pooed in a way of, like, seriously, I already have a doorbell, it's fine. And now as we're getting more and more packages delivered and door dashing and even here's just monitoring the neighborhood.
Here's my doorbell. You ready? Here's my doorbell.
Ready? There it is. I'm a little shocked that that's the noise you have. That is like an evil clown laugh. There you go. That's warrior speed. Yep.
That was for Halloween. This is for Thanksgiving. All right. What else do we have here that looks like a big deal?
A lot of smartwatches. You have the Apple Watch Series 8 and 9 that are available at Amazon for $300 to $350. Garmin Instinct, the Fitbit Sense 2, which Fitbit is great. Like, if you don't need a whole bunch of bells and whistles, although Fitbit's getting into the game too, the VTech Kitty Zoom smartwatch, which is really great for children. That's like $33. You have headphone deals, phone deals. There are TV deals, which everybody loves those. You have the Amazon Fire TV 32-inch. They're great.
Samsungs are popular as well. Those in the LGs. As long as they aren't made in China, that's great. If they're made in China, most of these are made, I think, in Korea. Aren't they, or Japan? I don't think too much of this stuff is made in Japan. But look at what you're buying. Unfortunately, it isn't highlighted. When you go to Amazon, much of the stuff that you buy there is made in China. Certainly the Walmart website is loaded with that crap. And much of the Best Buy deals are on things that are made in China. So if you want to be, in my mind, a good American, you don't buy the stuff made in China. Okay, that's my happy Thanksgiving wish to you. Bye, bye, bye. But don't buy things that are made in China. That's that story and some of the suggestions. Thanks to Jay. Doug Steffen here at 28 past the hour on Thanksgiving Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A winter snowstorm that brought a white Christmas to many Americans is now wreaking havoc as it continues to move east. A blizzard warning remains in effect for portions of north and central Nebraska, with wind gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. A recent proposal from Egypt to end the war between Israel and Hamas calls for a ceasefire, the release of hostages, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, claims he is open to another ceasefire deal.
By beefing up our military efforts, by destroying their military machine, by taking out their senior commanders, we're placing pressure on them, which makes them more desperate for a timeout, for some sort of temporary ceasefire, and we're willing to give that if they release hostages.
This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Brought some Kennergy into Christmas. He got together with Mark Ronson, who is the producer of the soundtrack to Barbie, and created some songs that were like I'm Just Ken. I've not seen this movie. I forgot whether you went to see it or not. Or James, did you go see Barbie?
I sure did. Yeah.
With your girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was unironically, it was really good. Because, you know, a lot of boyfriends be like, we're going to go see Barbie. It's going to be, No, it was actually really good, in my opinion.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear your opinion. I wasn't intrigued by it at all, so I didn't go. Did you go, Jay?
No, the last movie I went to was a Spider-Man movie. I think it was Far From Home or something. But I want to see it. I just haven't had the time to stream it yet.
Well, there's a this Christmas sort of is a music video, apparently, that Ryan Gosling was moved to produce. In the clip, he joins this guy, Mark Ronson, and I guess a couple of other people that were involved, like Andrew Wyatt, people you didn't know, a bunch of musicians. The song is a new version of Ken's album, his anthem, if you will. And so they decorated the studio with all kinds of holiday lights to set the atmosphere. And they recorded this version. And so the question was, you think it's too Christmas? And so apparently they decided, yeah, it's great for Christmas. Let's release it for Christmas. So that's I'm Just Ken for Christmas. All right, everybody got that? I'm unimpressed, but a lot of people like the movie. And I go against the grain more often than not. So there you go. Help yourself to Ryan Gosling's new Christmas music. I want to go back to where we were in the last half hour for a few minutes, Jay, with your permission and everybody listening. The reference to where our money goes, that seems to have intrigued some people sending me notes about, can you explain more about what's really going on? Well, I learned all of this when I was doing trips around the country during the Clinton administration. The fellow who ran the State Department, the Division of Foreign Aid, a guy that I became very good friends with. I like the guy. I've lost touch with him. He was a fabulous guy. And anyway, so I learned how the system worked. And so to go one step further, kind of, and by the way, you can hear this discussion. If you just go to gooddayshow.com, you'll hear the whole program as we remind you through the day. You can hear the program all day, every day, not just in the time of day where we're doing the program live, which is in the morning. So, and you know, you hear all the stuff. We were certainly this week talking on the podcast, the download, and the show about Christmas shopping sprees and what happened with Donald Trump this week in Colorado and Jennifer Love Hewitt talking about aging. And that's part of what you can hear on the download from yesterday, but also at gooddayshow.com you hear today. So, anyway, I was talking about where the money in Yugoslavia goes. But it's not just limited to Yugoslavia and our aid, foreign aid. I was saying that all the money that we give to other countries in foreign aid has to be spent with American companies, no matter what the aid is. It could be in the form of helping build new schools. Well, if that's the case, you have to hire an American contractor to build the school. And the case of money that's going for weaponry, you have to buy. We give you the money, and we tell you you can use the money as long as you buy the armed stuff, whatever you want, tanks and guns or whatever it is. You got to buy it from an American company. Okay, so there's a story that goes hand in hand with that that's floating around today that you will hear nobody else talk about. The story of Fat Leonard. Jay, did you ever hear about Fat Leonard?
You know who Fat Leonard was?
Okay. So Fat Leonard, his real name was Francis Leonard, pled guilty to running a bribery scheme using a company that he ran in Malaysia to swindle the U.S. Navy out of $35 million. What he did was take the money that he was given for his company, and he provided kickbacks, cash, travel, sex, to Navy officials, U.S. Navy officials, and he, in exchange for giving them all of this stuff, cash, travel, sex, he got classified information and used that classified information to secure government contracts on the inside. So he knew what the bidding process was, because again, if you're, you know, doing business with the government, you got to put in a bid. And so he went to Venezuela, which doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, but somehow or other we've managed to get him out. And there are some other political prisoners also in Venezuela that were exchanged. There's a Colombian businessman. Anyway, so they got this guy out, and they have brought him to justice, quote-unquote, and he's now going to serve a prison sentence. It was part of a prisoner exchange, apparently, with the Venezuelans. So, anyway, but this is just another example of many that you can find. And the journalism is really poor. I was going to say pee poor, and it is pee poor. We don't have any journalists anymore. Nobody's telling these stories. This guy used $35 billion of money that he got from us to bribe our officials, so he got information from them that he could use to get on the inside track to get these contracts. You understand? Did my story make sense, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well enough so that people understand that this stuff goes on everywhere, all day, every day. Okay. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday or not. Seems to be making more of the rounds today. What President Xi told President Zhou when they had a meeting last week. And I think we touched on this a little. I don't remember. I remember reading it and thinking about it, but I don't sometimes remember whether we talk about it on the air or not. The reunification with Taiwan that Xi has made his calling card. So, he said to Biden, we're going to take back Taiwan. So, you better get used to the idea. The timing apparently isn't clear. China would like to assume control of Taiwan peacefully, but he apparently said to Biden, if this was when they were in San Francisco, if we can't get it the easy way, we'll take it the hard way. Which, of course, we have promised the Taiwanese.
Someone's been watching Wild Wild West movies a little bit too recently.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, whether that... It's just more... uncertainty, right? It's more fear. It's what are we going to do if kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway. Okay, so here's another one from the reality of where we are. It's Christmas, yeah, but still other things going on. Like this story from Colorado where a teenager was charged with providing material support to ISIS. A teenager, 16 years old. His name is Humza Mashkor. Okay, so you can draw your own conclusions after hearing the name. Not always fair to draw conclusions, but anyway, he was arrested for attempting to board a flight in Denver to join ISIS. Remember that last year? Remember that? It's a story at this time of year. Last year, the Justice Department grabbed him before he could get out of Denver. Apparently, undercover FBI agents were communicating with him, and he had a social media handle named Humza Afghan, and however that flagged something on some piece of software, and so the FBI started watching him, and he on his postings frequently expressed support for ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
In
he
one
was
instance,
to join.
He shared, yeah, right. He shared videos online of people getting executed, and that was kind of cool. Anyway, he told the undercover officer he was born in the U.S., went to Afghanistan, came back to the U.S. after his family had to leave. He wanted to return to Afghanistan where his family was and join the Taliban, apparently. And he was trying to stir up other stuff. I don't know. How is that illegal? I mean, that part of it. You want to leave the country, go to Afghanistan and join the Taliban? Okay. See you later. Just don't come back. But apparently what he was trying to figure out how to do was join the Taliban, come back here and make trouble. Right? For the sake of Allah. Here we go. Right? Everything is for the sake of Allah. It's interesting how people, there's a whole thing about the new Speaker of the House. As one might imagine, because of his religious beliefs, his conservative beliefs, he's being upended by the more left-of-center news media like the New York Times. So they're trying to vet him, and they found out about some ceremony that he went to with his daughter. It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, so what? It's not my business to tell you. But what they're trying to do is build up resistance to this guy because he's very, very conservative, and I don't even like using that word because it isn't the right word to use, but he's very focused. Like this, I don't know what it's called, Jay. You can probably find it. There's some event, a ball that fathers and daughters go to in this particular group. And they,
the young purity girls, ball.
The purity ball. That's it. Thank you. Yes. And they dress up in white gowns like, you know, they're virgin brides and they promise to be virgins until they get married and all that other stuff. Well, you know what? If somebody wants to promise to do that, what the hell business is that of mine or yours? I don't care. Not my business. But yet the news media is trying to portray him as some kind of a geeky control freak because he doesn't want his daughter to have sex before she gets married. Okay, I guess you can draw that conclusion if you want, if you think if that sort of thing bothers you. As I said, I don't think it's any of my business. It doesn't make me like or not like Johnson any better. But I can see people on the edge or people who don't like his rap anyway. Ah, yeah, see, we told you. Look at this guy. He's got a weird relationship with his daughter. I don't think you can draw that conclusion from the purity ball, can you?
This situation, it's also to abstain from dating and to remain sexually abstinent until marriage. Well, how do you know who you're going to marry if you don't date them? It's not just abstaining from sex, but abstaining from dating in general,
so there's
too.
Questions. It's questionable. Anyway, so I bring that to your attention. At 48 after the hour, this is Good Day.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Past the hour now on Christmas Day on the Good Day program, and who other than our friend Chuck Curry should join us to talk about Christmas movies. Actually, the list of the 25 films that have been selected to go into the National Film Registry. Home Alone is in there this year, Chucker. The Nightmare Before Christmas is there. 12 Years a Slave. I don't know, we were talking in one of the episodes about Christmas and whether The Godfather, just because it came out at Christmas, like Die Hard, is 12 Years a Slave.
Actually, Die Hard was a summer movie.
Was it? I thought it was Christmas.
It was released in the summer, but obviously as a Christmas theme. Die Hard is always going to be a Christmas movie for me. Maybe not for you, but for me, certainly.
I saw a poll asking whether Die Hard was a Christmas movie, and half of the people said, ho, ho, no, and the other half said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is 35 years ago. Is this still a discussion, a debate? Apparently it is.
I think the fact that we're talking about Die Hard 3.5 decades after the fact, and it takes place on Christmas Eve, means that it is a Christmas movie. And it's also one of the greatest, I think, not only one of the greatest action movies, but one of the greatest movies ever produced. It's flawless, perfect. Bruce Willis is awesome. And
then, all right. So then let's look at this question.
Sure.
Does watching the film, any film, that supposedly is a Christmas movie at any other time of the year feel weird?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. And not a Chris. So you wouldn't want to watch some of these movies that have been made popular, like Die Hard, at any other time of the year beside Christmas.
No, Die Hard I would, because it works as an action movie. But if, like, I'll give you an example. Here's some of my favorites. I think It's a Wonderful Life is the definitive Christmas film. I'd only watch that up until Christmas Eve. Would I watch it the day after Christmas? No, because it wouldn't have the same effect. You know, this year, for the sixth or seventh straight year at my local theater, Doug, I did an event called Dinner in a Movie. We screen It's a Wonderful Life for a few hundred people, serve them dinner. It's literally like a religious experience. The last 15 minutes of that movie is beyond cathartic and actually makes me tear up. It's a very emotional experience. Some other films that I really dig at Christmas time, I do love Home Alone 1 and 2, Scrooge with Bill Murray from 1988. That movie, Like a Fine Wine, has really grown on me. Another movie that has grown on me over the years that came out in the year 2000 is Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone, which is sort of a riff on the same subject matter as It's a Wonderful Life. Nicolas Cage is wonderfully over the top, and Tia Leone never better in that movie. Now, I know a lot of people watch Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story. Those are two immensely popular Christmas films. In terms of television, there's a Twilight Zone episode called Night of the Meek with Art Carney, which I find iconic. It's one of the best episodes ever of Twilight Zone. And there's a Happy Days episode called Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, which has Fonzie spending Christmas Eve at the Cunninghams from 1974, which I always watch this time of year.
Yep. I'm looking at some of the films that are on this list, like Bad Santa. I don't want to watch that, frankly.
I wouldn't watch that on Christmas Eve, but it is a good movie. But again, it's more adult and hard R. Billy Bob Thornton is really good, but it's not for the kids, no doubt about that.
Gremlins? Is Gremlins for the children?
For my kid, yes. Listen, that was one of the movies that constituted the PG-13 rating back in 1984 because it was very edgy for a family movie. But I do love that film. I do love it very much.
So going back to that era then, there's a movie that was written based on a book by a great talk radio host named Gene Shepherd, who was on WOR for years in New York.
Right.
He narrates the movie. He wrote the story, A Christmas Story. It was the story of his childhood, it's about a BB gun, and it's an acquired taste. And maybe, have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, A Christmas Story, yeah, it's excellent. You know, it's interesting. I was watching an old rerun of a Siskel and Ebert episode when they reviewed that film back in the 80s, and they both said either nobody will watch this film or ultimately everybody will watch this film. And it was the latter because just about everybody has watched A Christmas Story as it is a perennial favorite this time of year.
Yep, it is. Well, it was well written. That guy was a genius, frankly.
Yes.
All right. Great. Speaking of geniuses, Chucker, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
and to your family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, although we will speak before the New Year. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody.
For a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.